The Beauty Spot with Mary O'Donnell on Talk About in association with CH The Mall Tralee.
Now, the lovely Mary O'Donnell is here. And Mary, great to see you as always. And you've kind of been through the wars since you were last here.
I'm going around with these big dark sunglasses.
You are, I mean, aside from the fact that you have plasters on around your eyes, you are looking very well.
Oh, thank you.
You're looking very bright and fresh and everything. But you've had surgery.
I had surgery on last Friday. Yeah, so I'm still all stitches.
Okay,
yeah.
And tell us why and what kind of surgery.
So it's called a blepharoplasty. So it's the upper eyelid lift, okay? So anybody who has hooded eyes would know that as years go on, around the upper eyelid, the skin tends to keep coming, like, nearly flapping. The best way to describe it is Charles Haughey. Do you remember when, like, you'd see him on the campaign trail and the eyelid was kind of like, you could hardly see where the brow lashes were. The skin was kind of coming down over it.
Okay.
And I reckoned, as the years were going on, mine was getting worse, but it was affecting, like, in the evening time, like, especially if you were on a laptop all day, my eyes would be really sore from the heaviness of my eyes. It was a twofold. I knew that you were going to, that was going to be gone, and it was going to, a lovely lift was going to occur because that skin coming down was gone. But it was impacting on your vision. So I had been on a waiting list for 3 years waiting to have it done. And I kind of had forgotten all about it because I was just, you know, that waiting list was there. I was waiting to have it done. And then I got called and I was actually supposed to be having it done at this moment in time. And I said, I can't do that day. I'm out on the radio. And they said, yeah, come in on Friday, so we'll do it. So I hadn't even a chance to think about it. And all of a sudden, I was there.
You were there. And you had it done in Tralee, did you?
I had it done in Cork.
In Cork, okay.
Yeah. And so I went in at like 7 o'clock in the morning, at 11:30. I was all done and dusted. You're in as a day case. I just assumed I would get in so much grief out of people saying, oh my God. But my field of vision has increased hugely since I've had it done. Like, I can actually see so much better. And the heaviness of that kind of at night time of it weighing down. And I knew as I got older, it was going to get worse. And I, like, for, I suppose, from being in the skincare industry, I kind of felt if more time goes on, like, how, like, will that lift be harder to get the skin off because the elasticity would be gone in the skin. So it was kind of a combination of everything. It's done now. And but the response, so many people have been following my journey to from recovery to how was the pain, and I had no pain whatsoever, to kind of like what I was taking to reduce the inflammation. Now, I am quite bruised. And I will be quite bruised probably for another week, but then done and dusted.
Full anaesthetic?
No, local.
Local anaesthetic.
Yeah, you can opt to have full.
Okay.
And I opted to have local just because it wasn't a...
So it's taking that hooded look off your eyes. Well, not that I ever noticed anything wrong with your eyes.
Okay.
But yeah.
So it's that excess skin is gone. But what happens is that, I suppose it's really as you get older and it's kind of, you've been on a laptop all day or you've been working all day, it just really becomes heavy and the eyes become very bloodshot and they become very sore and it's irritating. You're nearly having to pull the eyelid back up in the evening time. There is no way like you get eyeliner or anything kind of over there or eyeshadow because it comes down too far. Do you know, and mascara can go into the fold of your eye.
And I presume it will have the effect of making you look younger and making your eyes look bigger.
100%, yeah. So like there was, for me, especially doing what I do, it was a twofold in it. But I must say that there was a part of when just before I went in, I was thinking, I'm going home. You know,
you nearly ran, did you?
Legged it, yeah. And I suppose every time else you've gone to hospital, you're having something done because you have to have it done. Whereas this was definitely my one choice, and it wouldn't be for everybody. So there was a part of me thinking, yeah, I'll just go home.
And is there a part of you as well? I wondered about this because I saw some of your Facebook posts over the weekend as well, and is there a part of you that's almost afraid to tell people about this? Because people can be quite judgy if you go for a procedure that's, you know, that you don't have to go for strictly speaking, for cosmetic purposes.
And I thought that was going to be like 100% how people's reaction was going to be towards it. But I suppose I came out, I mean, and like by next week, nobody would have really noticed. Do you know, it would have been done and dusted and I really didn't have to tell anybody. But I definitely didn't want to be out there talking about, say, an eye cream. And people thinking, oh God, is that what the eye cream did for her? You know, I wanted to be transparent. It wasn't an eye cream. This was surgery that removed something that was excess skin that was there. Now it's gone. And I'm hugely into my skincare, but like skincare isn't surgery.
Yeah.
You know, so I wanted people to know that I was being honest.
Yeah, and by the time we see you again next month, it'll look like
it never happened.
Except you look way. Well, I mean, I'm loath to say better because you looked great to me anyway. But
thank you.
You're just going to be noticeably have bigger eyes and
that like that excess skin. And I would imagine I'm going to go crazy on doing eye makeup. You know, again, so many people with hooded eyes say, "Oh God, I wish I could do makeup the way I used to do it years ago." And like it's a huge family trait as well. I can go back on all the different people in my family who, as they got older, like and then I guess part of the aging process too. But definitely the heaviness in the eyes is if they're very heavy, they are sore.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's your time. It's your money. It's your eyes.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not? I mean, yeah.
Absolutely. And I can tell that it's given you a lift personally as well and a confidence lift.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose one of the questions that I was kind of wondering was thinking like, am I going to go down a slippery road now? You know,
yeah.
You've started this, but no, this was what I wanted to do and it's done.
It's
you
done
know?
Now.
And it's done and I'm fine. And, you know, like, I mean, I've heard of people who have gone for tummy tucks and different things like that would have no interest. You know, that wouldn't be anything. You know, this was the thing that drove me insane and it's gone now.
And it's gone. Oh, well, good for you, Mary. Well, listen, we'll move on anyway, because what you've decided to talk to us about today, I'm delighted because it's something that I get confused about and I know you get a lot of questions about it. It's the step-by-step skincare routine and in what order should you apply what product?
Yeah. So like I suppose years ago, it was so simple. It was you cleanse, you tone, you moisturise, end of. And that was like when I was doing my training and for years that was it. And if you kind of follow those steps, you really couldn't go far. And now it has gone into like it's 20 steps, you know, if you are to follow what exactly you are to do. And they have done research to say that women don't want all those steps anymore. They want it simplified.
They haven't time.
They haven't time for it. And like that, I would say I was in CH doing a day for ALU recently. And I would say the load of people coming up asking for advice. And I would say every second person was saying to me, can you go through the skincare steps with me? How long do I leave it on for? How much do I use of it? So people are obviously confused, you know, because there is now way more products out there than there ever was before.
Well, take us through step number one.
Step number one.
Are we assuming this is, we'll say, a morning routine for someone going out to work who wants to put their face on?
Yeah. So we'll start with the morning time. And a lot of people say, like there's famous actresses who say that they don't cleanse their skin in the morning. It's all got to do with your natural oils. And like, I know that would be a thing that people would say, like, don't wash your face in the morning because you have your natural oils. I like to, when you wake up in the morning, I like to take off. Because I think sometimes if you're using, especially as you get older, the moisturiser you might be using in the evening time might be quite heavy. And I think it leaves a residue on your skin so you don't get that lovely brightening effect to your skin. So I always do a cleanse in the morning. A one quick cleanse, like quick cleanse and I'm out the door. And it's just really to get, you know, like, and then especially if you've got oily skin, you have that whole oil residue that you have from the night before when you're sleeping and you want your skin to look be clean and fresh. So one cleanse in the morning and then I'll go straight into using, like, which would have been a toner, is now known as Essence. So something on like Clarins do a fantastic one, Nuxe do a gorgeous essences, which what it does is it takes the residue of the cleanser off because sometimes that can clog your pores.
And when you do that, the toning step, we call it
toning, yeah.
How do you do the toning? I mean, do you pat it on or do you rub it on or what?
So what I always do is I use damp cotton wool and I just apply it like two circles of cotton wool, apply your toner onto either side and I dab it into the skin.
Dab it into it.
So it really is its purpose is to kind of to prepare the skin for moisturiser and to remove any traces of cleanser. And then it would be like serum that now is like the big step that wouldn't have been there years ago. And I would say to people, vitamin C in the morning is where you put your vitamin C serum. And that's really to get that lovely brightening effect in the skin. And after that, it is your SPF and you are out the door. Now, you can use your moisturiser or you can have your moisturiser in your SPF. I like my moisturiser in my SPF because it's only four steps then. And I'm out and I'm good to go for the rest of the day.
So just to recap, so cleanse, tone.
Your serum.
Serum, SPF.
And your moisturiser / SPF. I try to keep the steps as low as possible.
So that's four steps. So it a moisturiser still, that has SPF built into it.
Yeah, and you're out the door. So like if you want to then, like what I often do if I have to go somewhere, I will do that step ready in the car and then when I'm gone to wherever I'm to be, I'll do my makeup then, you know. So I'll have left every everything's set in quite well. I think that I, when I put on my vitamin C in the morning, I'll go off and I'll make lunch boxes and do whatever, and then I'll come back to the SPF, because your skin can only absorb so much, and if you're putting loads and loads of things on, it's not really going to be as effective.
Okay, fair enough. Well, listen, I think we'll take a break at this point. If anyone has questions for Mary, I'm sure many of you do, maybe about her surgery she was telling us about, or maybe it's a beauty or a skincare question, get in touch with us, 083 300 3300. You can also phone Mary, who's on the phones today, 066 712 3666. Back with more beauty from Mary O'Donnell in just a moment.
The Beauty Spot with Mary O'Donnell on Talk About, in association with CH the Mall Tralee.
Welcome back. We're talking to Mary O'Donnell about beauty, about skincare, and she's also brought in loads and loads of new products. Are there new products launched every month, practically,
yeah.
Mary?
Yeah. Like everything I have in front of me now is new.
Yeah. It's so such a massive industry, isn't it?
It's huge. Yeah. Absolutely huge. And trying to keep up. And like when I was in CH, somebody came in and she was looking for a product. And I was going, no, I've never heard of it. And then I went and I researched it, and it was like, it was everywhere. So it's like, now it's even harder because people are going online, they're finding all these newbies, and like some new actress or some new brand ambassador is talking about the product, and all of a sudden everybody's talking about it. So you really want to know your stuff.
You do, absolutely. Yeah. And do you find as well, are some people caught in a beauty rut, we'll say, like they've always used Estee Lauder products their whole life, I'm just pulling that out of midair, or they've always used Clinique products or whatever, and it's hard to get them to try a different moisturiser or a different foundation?
I remember being at an event where somebody had won a whole like €500 worth of products for a different brand, and she went, I'm never going to use them. She was so loyal to, you know, Lancome comes to mind. They say a Lancome lady never changes. You know, that they have them for, there's a loyalty with Lancome that isn't, you know, with any of the rest of the brands. And I'm sure it is with like Clinique and Estee Lauder. They have a cult following. But some people, yeah, know that you couldn't, they're happy with what they do and they ain't going to budge. Do you know?
Eileen has been on to ask you, do you think Olay is a good brand of skincare?
Yeah, it is. And it has been, oh my God, and has been around for so long. I suppose I find it very fragranced. My skin is super, super sensitive, and it just, I find the fragrance in it drives my skin insane. But I know people who've been using it and absolutely love it. But it just, for me, it doesn't work for me.
Another listener wants to know if you could recommend an SPF moisturiser for holidays. I assume that person is going to the sun.
Do you know what I've been using lately, and I absolutely love it because it, like, for the same reason that doesn't break me out, is Bondi Sands. And they have an SPF of 50, and I've been using that, and I find it absorbs really quickly. I can put on my makeup if I, you know, in that order. But I definitely find that I like things that absorb quickly.
Bondi Sands.
They're known for their tan, but they do a fantastic SPF as well. And it's won loads of awards as well. But okay. The SPF 50 in it.
Okay, very good. Just before we before we come back to beauty, somebody's been on the phone asking, this is nothing to do with beauty, but they're saying, will you please repeat the name of the book you were talking about at the start of the show? Yes, I will. It's Scars of Divorce by Michelle Brown. So Scars of Divorce by Michelle Brown is the name of that book we were talking about earlier on the programme. Sorry to interrupt the beauty spot there, Mary.
No problem.
We were talking about SPF, but you were about to launch into the new
nighttime
products that are out.
Yeah. So I do go through some of the nighttime, and then the nighttime routine. So for nighttime, then we've day sorted. So then we've gone in tonight, and it's a double cleanse at nighttime. And what I would recommend, what I do is the first cleanse, whether you're like your teenage skin or your mature skin, I always use that first cleanse, not to be an expensive cleanse, because it really is only to remove the eye makeup. I always use an eye makeup remover, obviously not at the moment, but I always would use an eye makeup remover first, just to loosen mascara, kind of the buildup of anything around the eye area, and then I go into my first cleanse, which isn't an expensive product by no means. It's just something to take that first layer of makeup off, and then I will use my good cleanser for my second cleanse, which is my deep cleanse, where I'm really massaging in around the nose, around the hairline, any place where the makeup can get trapped after the day. and then I'm back to slash toner essence to remove, and then serum at nighttime, and then your moisturizer would be what I would use at nighttime. And I would use, if you're more mature, I would use a good rich moisturizer where it's going to do all its repair at nighttime. I would definitely recommend once a week using a good mask on the skin. And if you can, four times a year, go for your regular facials. And that would be my, that you kind of, you can't go wrong with that, you know, with those steps. No matter what skin type you have, you'll find your product to match it. And then do that routine, and it does work.
So two different cleansers you use?
I do two, yeah. And I like this time of year now, like I'd always use an oil based cleanser as well, because I think as you get older, your skin gets so dry that the oil in the skin, brilliant for taking off the makeup, and it puts an extra little bit of oil back into the skin. It's something that you lose as you get older, that lovely kind of that dewiness in the skin. But the first one would be as cheap as chips that I would use. It could be anything, but just to get rid of that first bit of makeup, because you're like, it's not really touching your skin, it's only removing the makeup.
Will you repeat the name of the sun cream somebody wants?
Oh, the Bondi Sands. Yeah.
Bondi, is that two words? Bondi, yeah. As in Bondi Beach.
Yeah.
Sands.
Yeah.
As in grains of sand.
Sand, yes.
Okay, and can you get that anywhere?
Anywhere, yeah, you can get it absolutely anywhere. And the just make sure it's the 50 in it.
Yeah, okay. A lady she says she's been battling estrogen, mm-hmm, for the past number of years. I'm not sure what she means by battling estrogen. She says her skin is very dry. Can Mary recommend a suitable cream or lotion?
It could be like either too much or too little of it.
Estrogen.
Yeah.
Suitable cream or lotion, I presume, for the dryness in her skin.
Right. I suppose with that now, I would definitely say if it's real dryness, I would definitely use something like a retinol type of moisturiser in maybe three times a week, just to remove the dead skin and just to kind of get that new skin up there. I was at my first launch of the year was from Nuxe. And I think we were talking about last year, I was saying was one of the best products that I had come across last year was the Nuxe. It was the global serums that they were using. And I had felt that it was equivalent to retinol on the skin, except without the side effects. And I thought this product is just amazing. So was it like a one for a serum for the day and a serum for the night? But when I went to the launch, they found out, we were talking about all the steps in skincare, that women don't want all that. So they've put it into one moisturiser. So if you're looking for a good moisturiser first, the new Nuxe, has their anti-global, but they've actually, the research they've done into it, it has having the equivalent effects of retinol on the skin without the side effects. So something like that would be absolutely fantastic for just giving the skin a lovely glow as well, whether it was too much or too little, you know.
So that's the new Nuxe. Nuxe.
Yeah, so it's the nutrients and it's the new ultra range, and it's their brand new launch, but I have found this product last year. It has niacinamide in it, and that would be really good for anybody with redness as well. The niacinamide is really good for that. Fantastic product, especially if you're suffering from dryness.
A listener also called Mary wants to ask you to repeat, what do you apply first, the moisturiser or the sun factor?
I would say if we were doing moisturiser, I'd do moisturiser first and then I would do the SPF. But I find that in the morning time, if I can combine it with moisturiser and SPF in one, I'll go with that.
Another listener says, has Mary ever heard of Hollos Skincare? H-O-L-O-S.
Oh, Niamh from Hollos. Yeah, I represented them on TV. They're absolutely amazing.
Yeah, this person says they're an Irish company and they do a beautiful oil cleanser.
And that's actually one of the cleansers I would use in the evening time.
Hollos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have done so well. They've been on the market now a long time. And they have just, their product range has grown and grown. Everything is, what the Niamh does is so natural. And her products are so beautiful as well. But everything is kind of, that they do, she does well.
What other new products have come out, Mary?
All right, so there we have, which I'm dying to be able to use soon, is back to wearing eye makeup soon. So I always try to, if I do a new mascara, I always try to find two different price ranges so depending on what you're in. But this is called Flutter Extension from Lancome. And Lancome mascaras are always so good. But this is the Flutter Extension for that extra flutter.
Extra flutter.
I'll be using this one. And then this is Paradise Big Deal. So this is the L'Oreal one. So like two different price points, two new ones, but both excellent. So we have Paradise Big Deal and we have Flutter Extension. So if you're looking on the market for a new a new mascara, that is the one. I always have to mention a Clarins product. They've brought out a new tinted moisturizer, and this is their kind of their new guy to use, and it's absolutely beautiful. And this would like be instead of your foundation, just it's nice and gentle, get the skin in great condition, put on your tinted moisturizer and you're good to go.
And would you put tinted moisturizer on with your fingers or with a brush?
I put it on with my fingers.
I
just think it's easy. And an awful lot of makeup artists, that a lot of the launches that I have gone to recently, nearly the last 10 times they've used their fingers to apply what they're putting on, because the heat of your fingers helps the product go in as well. I know brushes are kind of are really in, and they're, you know, there's a different brush for everything, but sometimes I think, do you know what? We've these guys.
A 75-year-old lady says her skin has wrinkled over the years despite applying the Cleanse Tone Serum Moisturiser Eye Cream morning and night. She's done it all. She also applies the face mask once a week. She's wondering, is there anything else she could do to improve her skin? I guess just the wrinkles are inevitable, aren't they?
Oh, they are.
I mean, plenty of them.
And likewise, and the ageing process is the ageing process. But one of the things that I have found, it's not anymore, it's not just even the skincare. It's nearly down to the vitamins you're taking as well is a huge impact on your skin. And like I will always take, I mean, my fish oils, I think as you get older, for the lines especially, fish oils are just, for me, amazing.
Like cod liver oil?
Like one of those, yeah. And like now what they have done is, as years have gone on, they have, like the skincare companies have come in and they've made it, they have really beautified fish oils. But I think like you can't go like wrong with your fish oils for getting that oil back into the skin again.
We're a bit over time, Mary, but is there anything else you want to tell us about before we finish up?
Yeah, so one of the products that I had been talking about in CH the last day is the Ailu, and we had Susan on from it, another Irish skincare product. But I could not get over the amount of people who have said since they've been in, they've got the scrub and the moisturiser and the gloss for giving that lovely glow into your skin again. But I suppose when we were talking to Susan first, the products had just come out and I hadn't been using them long. I've been using them since. So if you're on kind of the other side of 40 and you find your skin on your body isn't as good as it used to be, the Ailu is one to look at, because it's like serious skincare for your body. And the scrub and the moisturiser, if you were to buy anything, the moisturiser in it is so good for bringing back that lovely elasticity back to the skin. So if you're looking after the skin and you want to look after the body, have a look at Ailu. It's lovely.
Perfect. Mary, we better leave it there.
You.
But thank you very much for that. And I know that you're already looking great, but you'll be looking even more fabulous when you come back to us next month. Thank you so much and best of luck with the recovery from the op. And thank you for bringing all those lovely products into studio to chat to us about it. That's Mary O'Donnell with this month's Beauty Spot. And we will put it up as a podcast if you want to have a listen back.